Rocco Morelli grew up in a tough neighborhood run by the mafia. It was only a matter of time before Rocco, too, would fall prey to the mob lifestyle.
I was intrigued by the wise guys and the mafia per se, which of course is the slang word that the FBI gave to the organized crime. But in my younger years, you know, I'd learned gambling myself and what we call bookmaking and the illicit bets of sports.
As Rocco began his life as a bookie and enforcer for the mob, there was a hindrance to his career advancement, his mother's prayers.
My main thing was I always asked the Lord, I said, just have mercy on him. And I wanted a hedge of protection around him at all times, and I just would always claim Psalm 91 over him.
Eventually, he tried to walk away from the mob life. He became a police officer and went into politics, but the lure of the underworld was too great.
I was elected to a position as a Pennsylvania state constable, but yet I was still living the double life. You know, the lifestyle was still being a gangster at night, but by daytime now, you know, play politician, Mr. Nice Guy, and, you know, kiss all the ladies and the babies and, you know, pass out candy to get votes. But, you know, it was, I was only fooling myself. I still, deep down in, was a gangster at heart.
At the height of his political career, Rocco's lust for power and money led to his downfall. It began with a visit from an old friend.
Tony had obviously been busted by the man, and his job was to set me up in a sting operation, you know. So Tony brought me a package that he left with me, this with the reason that you need to hold this stash for me.
The next day, his friend betrayed him.
He needed that package back and wanted to introduce me to another friend that he was doing business with that was going to move a large quantity for us of coke, and that man was the undercover agent. Tony had the drugs in his hand, and he put the money in my hand. It didn't look good, and I knew what was going down at that moment.
Rocco was arrested on the spot. He faced up to 20 years for possession with intent to distribute drugs.
I wanted to kill Tony. At that point, it was a rage.
Tony also snitched on several mob bosses in an attempt to get out of serious jail time. While he was out on bail, the mob boss gave Rocco a job.
The boss had put on me to whack Tony, and then I would become made in the mafia. That's what was running through my mind. How am I going to get away with it? I needed the alibi.
The plan began to develop when Rocco went to his doctor for a routine checkup. His doctor was a Christian and invited him to a full gospel businessmen's meeting.
It hit me, what an alibi. You know, my plan was I'm going to whack Tony, so take Tony to that gospel meeting, and people would see me go through the routine, and that was the night I was going to whack Tony.
He says that God had a better plan for him that night.
I was set up that night. The pastor was talking, sharing his story about forgiveness and how he had been angry and the violent nature that he had and wanted to even to kill his own lawyer for something that had happened to him. That's what started to speak to me in volumes.
The message of God's forgiveness changed Rocco's life.
As though someone just, you know, pushed me out of that seat. I went to that altar, and it was the setup was between me and God. I met the Lord right there that night. I could just feel inside of my spirit something happening. And I knew that God was real, but I was experiencing now for the first time in a very powerful way.
Rocco walked out of the meeting a new man, but he still had serious legal consequences to face. He was given a 15-month sentence for several drug charges in addition to conspiracy. During his time in prison, he studied the Bible daily and learned about God's forgiveness and love.
Spiritually, I knew that my life was changed. My mind still had to be renewed, and that was going to come day by day as I read the Word, studied the Word, and lived the Word.
Now released, Rocco has been back to prison, this time to share the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ with inmates.
I always felt when I was in prison that I was going to have to go back, because I saw the despair and where a lot of guys were not saved, but that they had lost hope. But that I had a message to go back to say, you know, look what he's done for me.
He is grateful for parents who wouldn't give up on him.
Praise be to God. And I says, I give him all the praise, honor, and glory for Rocco changing around, and he is what he is today. We're really proud of him.
Rocco Morelli went from mafia wise guy to God's man. He tells about his journey from mafia to ministry in his book, Forget About It.
Can't believe sometimes that he actually loved me so much that he intervened and was able to just say, you know, I want you just the way you are. And just let me work and you can clean you up. And it's kind of, things have evolved from that day that I said yes to him and no to the mob in my whole life. It was definitely him and his grace and his love that I've never experienced that kind of love and mercy before in my life until that moment.